Everyone, John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, it's a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. In Huron County, a high-stakes criminal sexual conduct case is now locked into a jury trial. Mark Wesley Rolfe has pleaded not guilty to three counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, with allegations dating back to 2006 through 2008 in Bad Axe. The court has set a firm trial date for August 25th, 2026 at 9 a.m. Pretrial proceedings are on a tight leash, with the judge imposing strict deadlines for all motions, defense notices, and plea negotiations. After a specific cutoff date, only pleas to all counts and any habitual charges will be accepted, significantly narrowing the defendant's options. Adding to the pressure, prosecutors indicated they might seek to add more charges and witnesses, potentially increasing the defendant's exposure. The defense opting for a jury trial has not yet requested a Walker hearing, signaling a direct challenge on the merits. Rolfe remains free on a $50,000 cash or surety bond. This case is shaping up for a significant courtroom battle. In a dramatic turn in a Michigan legal case, Stephen Scott Mihalik, facing charges, vanished from his final pretrial hearing on Monday. But that's not all. Authorities say he allegedly cut off his electronic tether, one placed by his bonding company, not the court, and then fled a domestic violence incident. Now a bench warrant is out for his arrest. Prosecutors are not only seeking his immediate capture, but also plan to hit him with new felony absconding charges, citing a pattern of similar disappearances. Despite the manhunt, the jury trial date for March 24th remains firmly on the calendar. This puts defense attorneys in a tough spot, worried about preparing for trial if Mihalik is eventually found and jailed far from home. And a small plane attempting an emergency landing crashed into the frigid Hudson River, but the pilot and passenger escaped the wreckage and safely swam to shore. The Federal Aviation Administration says the crash occurred Monday night, shortly after the single-engine Cessna 172 took off from Long Island MacArthur Airport in Ronkonkoma. Emergency responders were dispatched to the reported crash site, but initially could not locate the aircraft. The plane was spotted a few minutes later in waters off Newburgh, about 62 miles north of New York City. The pilot and passenger were being treated at a hospital for undisclosed minor injuries. And the midterm elections officially begin with primaries in Texas, North Carolina, and Arkansas. As war with Iran breaks out, Democrats and Republicans are figuring out who they want to lead their party in November's general election, when control of Congress and state houses around the country will be up for grabs. The most hotly contested races of the day are in Texas, where fierce competition on both sides of the aisle for U.S. Senate nominations. It's possible that the Republican campaign will continue into a runoff. When we come back from this Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
It's the Savings of the Red Sale at Ozentoski Farm Equipment and Bad Axe now through St. Patrick's Day.
Savings of the Red Sale? Don't you mean Savings of the Green? Come on, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Don't say that color. Tim doesn't like green. He's a Red fan, and you know what? You should be too. Case IH has some really great deals on their complete line of tractors. Specials on Case IH Steiger Quad Tracks, Case IH Magnum Series tractors, as well as Case IH Puma, Maxim, or Farmall A, B, and C Series tractors. From pulling the largest chisel plows to a utility tractor for the home and the farm, Case IH has it at deep discounted prices and low rate financing options during the Saving of the Red Sale now through St. Patrick's Day.
Gosh, with low prices like that, I understand it's a saving of the red sale.
So come see us at Azantosky Farm Equipment for the best deals on Case IH tractors and implements.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and let's look at our national news. NPR study warns against medical AI chatbots. A new study highlighted by NPR yesterday suggests that many people are being led astray by using AI chatbots for medical advice. The research indicates that these bots frequently provide inaccurate diagnoses or fail to recommend necessary professional care. Health experts are warning that while AI can be a tool, it should not replace a doctor. The study found that chatbots often missed subtle symptoms that a trained medical professional would catch during an in-person exam. In other national news, Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month proclaimed. The White House issued a formal proclamation designating March as Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. The message encourages Americans to seek regular screenings, which can significantly improve survival rates through early detection. Health officials are using the month to highlight the rising incidence of colorectal cancer in younger adults. New federal guidelines may be updated later this year to lower the recommended age for initial screenings. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll get to our international news and obituaries.
This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility. As the weather gets colder, all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility still continue to bring the warmth of genuine care to your loved ones with personalized care plans that promote both independence and wellness. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a pillar among our community. It's a welcoming home full of familiar faces who take pride in bringing peace of mind to families and residents. We offer both long-term care and short-term care, as well as on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. We all share the same commitment to high quality, individualized, comprehensive care. Your loved ones deserve the best, and at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we continue to be the warmth of genuine care.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our international news, Malaysia term limit amendment fails by 2 votes. A proposed constitutional amendment to cap the Malaysian Prime Minister's term at 10 years failed in Parliament yesterday. The bill fell short of the required two-thirds majority by just 2 votes. The failure of the amendment is seen as a setback for democratic reform advocates in the country. Opponents of the bill argue that term limits could lead to political instability in a multi-ethnic coalition government. In other international news, total lunar eclipse monitored by global space agencies. The blood moon of March 3rd was monitored by telescopes from Australia to Norway. Space agencies used the event to study the Earth's atmosphere as the light reaching the moon passes through the Earth's ring of air. Live streams from Time and Date and NASA reached millions of viewers worldwide. In Europe, where the eclipse was less visible, many tuned in to see the North American totality phase online. And we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, it's a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon.